So how are we to go about becoming holy? Well, as providence would have it, God's fingerprints, the answers lie completely in this evening's masses. Let me show you. The prophet Isaiah is again pointing us towards our task at hand. Holiness is our target, acquiring it our mission. This goal is within our reach because of the Holy Spirit abiding in our hearts. Catholicism recognizes 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit inside each of the baptized, within whom the Holy Spirit abides. Gifts that providentially tonight the prophet Isaiah names for us. You heard him. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. Now I know, just sounds like a long list of words, but these gifts of the Holy Spirit are actually our keys to becoming holy. This is why God gives them to us. Through our intentional awakening of these gifts of the Holy Spirit that are latent within us, we are each meant over time to be transformed more and more into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, to be transformed into holiness himself. You know, my recent deployment in the desert has inspired a passion within me now to help awaken these gifts within us. I spent a great deal of time in the desert simply praying about these gifts. You know, as you may know, in my role as a military chaplain, I am a unique instrument, a tool of our Constitution, for which, as an officer, I am sworn to protect and serve. I particularly serve the Constitution's protections both to practice your religion of choice, and to not have another's religion forced upon you. That's a chaplain's job. Now, because I value individual freedom above almost everything, I have no problem whatsoever fulfilling my officer oath. I love serving others' freedoms. I believe in our God-given freedom to say no to him because, as you've heard me say before, if we can't say no, our yes means nothing. It is our ability to say no that gives value to our yes. As a Catholic priest, however, of 29 years now, I am keenly aware that there is a plethora of attractive, strange teachings out in our world to which people become ensnared and their potential for holiness stunted. So while I will protect a person's constitutional freedom to embrace strange teaching, I simultaneously, as a Catholic priest, pray that in their freedom, they will choose to embrace truth. The truth Jesus himself entrusts to Catholicism. To this end, I have become resolved to introduce more catechetical homilies into my preaching regimen. For instance, and our daily mass people already know this, at Friday daily masses throughout this season of Advent and the season of Christmas, I will be explaining each of these seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that the prophet Isaiah names for us today. I will explain how each can be leveraged to advance our individual quests for holiness. Additionally, St. John the Baptist today speaks of producing good fruit as evidence of repentance, warning that every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down. Catholicism teaches that as we embrace and leverage the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that are latent within us, we in turn bear the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit as a result. So later in the season of Lent, which isn't that far away actually, at our Friday daily masses, I intend to explain each of these 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit and how they are evidence of our ongoing transformation to holiness. We will use this in that season as an examination of conscience. I hope to amplify in these coming months together the transformational power of the Holy Spirit's gifts and fruits within all of us who want to listen, who in your freedom choose to listen. I hope to advance our collective mission to become holy, holier. St. Paul writes tonight of his dream for us. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul's dream is the dream of every pastor, that the flock become one in its quest for holiness. May this meal we are about to share at our altar move us by God's grace in that direction. For it is at this meal that we, with one accord and one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.